We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Let's get to Tanya J. Powers from Fox News Radio joining us this morning. Tanya, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, so who did this poll on which Americans would get a coronavirus vaccine and which wouldn't?
This was done by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Interesting stats in this poll. They found that about half of those surveyed said that they would actually get a vaccine for COVID-19 if the, you know, global race for one of these things actually pans out and one of them becomes available.
So half would get it, which means half wouldn't. And yet we're told that there's no way America can get back to work with this risk hanging over our heads.
Well, a lot of people surveyed, 7 in 10, who said that they would get vaccinated. They believe that life won't go back to normal without a vaccine. We've heard, you know, the so-called, you know, experts and scientists and researchers and folks in that field who have basically said until there is a treatment for the coronavirus or a vaccine, that, you know, things are going to look different until that point. You know, there is going to be the social distancing that is, talked about as something that is helpful against, you know, helpful for keeping yourself safe. Also the mask wearing and things like that. It also breaks down this poll of, you know, the age groups. 67% of those who are 60 and older said that they would get vaccinated. That's compared to 40% who are younger said that they would get vaccinated. Even some of the people who said that they would not get vaccinated, 7 in 10 said that they would, that it was a safety issue. They cited, you know, it's a safety thing, that the reason they won't get vaccinated. And the story that goes along with this poll, the AP actually talked to some of these people and asked them, you know, okay, why wouldn't you get vaccinated? And some of them said, you know, it's not that I'm anti-vaccine, so you can't just chalk it up to that. It's that, you know, that they were very cautious about, you know, will there have been enough time to test this vaccine to make sure that there's no side effects? Extensive trials are usually run with vaccines. I mean, usually it takes years to develop these things to make sure that they're safe. Sure. And, you know, don't cause more side effects, or at least they know what the side effects could be. This is a rush, so it does make a lot of people wary, apparently, according to this poll.
That's a good point. And you know, I've heard people express that concern. In fact, we had a doctor on last week who suggested that a rush to a vaccine could lead to more problems down the road. There was also a difference in racial and ethnic groups and how they responded to this, right?
There was. Yeah, the poll found just 25% of Black Americans and 37% of Hispanics would get the vaccine, compared to 56% of whites. Now, we already know that Black and Hispanic Americans are more vulnerable to the disease, not just because they're Black and Hispanic, but because of unequal access to health care, for one. That is just one of the factors that makes them more at risk. So, there's apparently quite a bit of cautiousness if that's reflected in this survey from those communities.
Yeah, interesting numbers. Listen, Tanya, we appreciate your time this morning, and we'll look for your report there on Fox News Radio. Thank you.
Anytime. Thank you.
You bet. Yeah, but very, very interesting.
Get more at 971talk.com.